All right, everybody, welcome back. Ready to dive deep into something that might hit a nerve with a few of you out there.
Hit a nerve, huh? You got my attention.
Well, we're tackling maintenance budget cuts today. You know that thing where someone up top decides to pinch pennies and suddenly preventive maintenance is the first thing to go?
Ah, yeah. Classic. I can already see where this is going.
We've got this opinion piece by Jim Thompson. It came out just last week on January 13th, 2024. And let me tell you, the guy doesn't hold back. He's got some pretty strong opinions on how we should be advocating for keeping our equipment in tip-top shape, even if it means pushing back against those budget cuts.
Love it when people bring the passion. Makes you really pay attention. So what's Jim's take on all this?
Oh, he jumps right into the trenches. Calls them out point blank, calls them maintenance budget slashers, says these are the folks who are so focused on the bottom line right now that they completely miss the bigger picture.
Right, because well-maintained equipment, even if it seems like a bigger upfront cost, actually saves money in the long run.
Exactly. And he's got this great story to illustrate it. He used to work at a mill where his engineering department had this, like, ancient pickup truck. I'm talking 10 years old, beat up, the whole nine yards.
Seems like a classic workhorse.
Oh, it was, because they took care of it. That thing ran like a dream. Meanwhile, other departments were getting brand new trucks every 6 months. Because let's just say they weren't exactly gentle with them.
That's the thing people miss. The age of the equipment isn't the whole story. I mean, you can have something old that's been meticulously maintained that'll run circles around a neglected newer model.
Totally. It's like thinking any shiny new gadget is automatically better. Not always the case. Jim also tells this amazing story, hold on to your hats for this one, about a school teacher. Now get this. She was stationed in Iraq.
A school teacher in Iraq. Okay, I'm definitely intrigued.
Right. So she notices they keep having to buy new forklifts all the time. Turns out, nobody was doing any basic maintenance like cleaning the air filters. All that desert sand was getting sucked into the engines and just wrecking them.
Ah, that'll do it every time.
Hmm.
Makes sense, though. Sometimes the most obvious things are the ones that get overlooked.
Exactly. But this teacher, she grew up on a farm, so she knew a thing or two about keeping machinery running. She insisted they start doing regular maintenance. And surprise, surprise, the problem vanished.
See, that's what I love. Someone with practical experience coming in and just using common sense to solve a problem. We need more of that.
And it actually reminded me of something Jim said about his own dad. You know, his dad always complained about being stuck with the oldest equipment while other departments got all the new toys.
Oh, I've heard that one before. The old, I'm always stuck with the hand-me-downs routine.
But looking back, Jim realized his dad's ability to keep those old machines humming along, that was a skill. That was expertise.
Right. Like, it's not just about fixing things when they break. It's understanding how they work, knowing what to look for, anticipating problems before they happen.
And sometimes, even if it seems counterintuitive, maintaining that older equipment might actually be the smarter move than always chasing the latest and greatest technology.
Totally depends on the situation, of course. But yeah, sometimes the best solution is the one that's already working.
Now, this is where things get really interesting. Jim points out this pattern he's noticed. Privately held companies seem to be way better at maintaining their equipment compared to publicly held companies.
Hmm, that's a fascinating observation. Why do you think that is?
Well, Jim doesn't really dive into it, but it definitely makes you think. Maybe publicly traded companies are so focused on hitting those quarterly earnings targets, keeping shareholders happy, that they end up sacrificing long-term investments like maintenance.
It's that short-term thinking trap again, isn't it? It makes sense, though. Public companies are under immense pressure to show constant growth, whereas private companies, they might have more leeway to prioritize the long game.
Makes you wonder, right? Oh, and to wrap things up, Jim throws in this fantastic analogy. He compares knowing which equipment is truly valuable and worth maintaining versus, which is basically an outdated antique, to his own classic car. Mm-hmm. He's got this 1964 Corvair Monza.
Oh, cool car.
It is cool, but it's not exactly the kind of reliable workhorse you'd want to be using every day. And that's his point. Sometimes you have to make tough choices about what's worth investing in for the long haul and what might be better off retired.
Love that analogy. Makes it so relatable. Because at the end of the day, isn't that the decision we're always facing? Is this equipment still vital to what we do and worth the investment to keep it running smoothly? Or is it time to move on?
So the big takeaway here is that while slashing maintenance budgets might seem like an easy way to save money in the short term, it can come back to bite you big time down the road.
And it's not just about the money either, right? It's about efficiency, productivity, safety. All those things suffer when equipment isn't properly maintained.
Absolutely. It's about taking that long view and understanding that investing in maintenance is investing in your business as a whole.
So for everyone listening out there, I want you to think about the systems you rely on every day, the equipment that keeps your business running. Is there anywhere a more proactive approach to maintenance could make a difference? Could you actually save money in the long run by investing in some preventative measures right now? Really think about it.
That's a great question for everyone to ponder. Food for thought, for sure. All right, everyone, thanks for joining us on this deep dive into the often overlooked but absolutely crucial world of maintenance. Catch you next time.
Thank you for listening to our show today. We appreciate your support. Make sure you're always reading the highest-ranked e-newsletters in the worldwide pulp and paper industry. They are globalpapermoney.com and nipimpressions.com. This program has been produced by Pulp and Paper Radio International, now in its 13th year of delivering worldwide pulp and paper news when and where the listener desires. Copyright 2025, all rights reserved. And remember, whatever you do, please do it safely. We'll be talking to you soon. Thank you.